Next up on the teleconference is Nebraska's Amy Williams. The Cornhuskers are the number 6 seed for this year's Big Ten tournament. They'll take on either number 11 seed Purdue or 14th seeded Illinois in the final second round game on Thursday night. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us. If you could, please give us some opening comments, then we'll open the call for media questions.
Yeah, good morning, Chris. Just really excited about March Madness and postseason play arriving. I think that the Big Ten Conference has shown a lot of just parity when you're heading into the last day of games, and there's a lot of seeds up for grabs still. I think that shows the competitiveness of our league, and I think the excitement that's to come here this week in the tournament.
Thanks, Coach. Let's open it up for media questions at this time.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star 1.
Coach, while we're lining up our questions, can you talk a little bit about the development of your team during the course of the season? You've had some ups and downs, and how your team is playing at this time of the season.
Yeah, I mean, we feel pretty good about how our team is playing. We certainly are feeling like, you know, we're not quite at the point where we are putting together full, complete games just yet. And so there's some room for growth here, you know, even into postseason play. But we've had some really good wins here down the stretch. And I think four of our last six with those two losses being to number 7 Maryland, number 12 Iowa. So, you know, I think that there's some things there, you know, we're trying to build on. Our team has been through some ups and downs, but we've challenged them greatly with our non-conference schedule this year. And then, you know, I think I don't know for sure if I'm correct on this, but I think the only team in our league that has played the top 4 seeds 7 times this year. And so very challenging the way our conference schedule has fallen as well. And so I think, you know, with all of those challenges, this team just keeps on fighting. I'm really proud of the way we're continuing to make progress and hopefully really going to be playing our best basketball heading into Indianapolis.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star 1. Your first question is from Christy Winner-Scott with BTN.
Good morning, Coach. With you saying that, you know, you want to see your team consistently put together complete games, what would be the best basketball, like you just said, that you want to see out of your team for this tournament?
Well, hi, Christy. Good morning. I think the big thing for me is just, you know, we've shown some flashes where we've gotten, you know, we'll get a lead maybe up to, you know, 13, 14 points, and then we have some careless turnovers. I've heard a lot of the coaches today talking about, you know, down the stretch to be successful, you just can't have those careless turnovers. You can't have possessions where you let off the gas or you think, okay, now I will give in to my fatigue and stand up on defense and not play in a stance this possession. And I think sometimes we've shown that ability where we'll get up and then maybe kind of get a little lackadaisical and lose focus and not press on the gas to complete and shut the door and be able to extend leads or maintain leads. And certainly I would agree with what the other coaches have been talking about. It's the players and coaches in this league are just way too good to ever let your foot off the gas. And I think our team is learning that, and we're hoping to correct that problem as we move forward into postseason play.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah.
Once again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you had some production from your young players this year, one of the highest scoring freshman groups in the conference between Sam, Leah, and others. Can you talk a little about the development of your freshmen during the course of the season?
Yeah, I think we're really excited about this freshman class and all that they've brought to our team. Just they bring some things that you know, we we desperately needed in the program and have helped to create some depth. And I really like the way that they're continuing to just learn and develop throughout this season. And I think at different times, Sam has really come in off the bench and given us scoring punch, as well as Leah Brown. I think at times Ashton Verbeek, who can, you know, kind of play some inside outside, causes some matchups and just brings a different look than we start with in the game. And Kayla Mershon has been one of our most steady players, just producing things, and we can depend on her defensively. And I think all of them bring something to the table and are really focused and players that are motivated to win. And so we're excited about their development up to this point and what they're going to mean to our program throughout the future.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one.
Coach, we appreciate the time. We look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis this week.
Awesome. Sounds great, Chris. Thank you.